Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23, back with another video, and I first want to apologize if at some point in this video there's crackling noises or the audio sounds bad. As I've mentioned before, I have problems with my computer microphone, and at the moment there's nothing I can do to fix it, so please bear with it if that comes at some point in this video. So, in this video I wanted to talk about the subject of antinomianism, which is something that unbelievers, those who don't believe the gospel, those who are not saved, will attack us and say that we believe in this doctrine called antinomianism. And when I say us, I mean Bible-believing Christians who believe it's by grace through faith in Christ alone for salvation. Okay, so people who are lordshippers, people who believe that you have to keep the law, repent of your sins, that sort of stuff in order to be saved, will accuse us of teaching antinomianism. Now, basically what that is anti-lawism, because the word nomian, it comes from the word nomos, which means law. If you're familiar with the word Deuteronomy, you know, the fifth book of the Bible, that basically means the second law. So that that suffix nomi in Deuteronomy means the law, it means second law. So antinomianism is basically the doctrine which some people do hold that is against the law of God, because there are some people out there who believe that the law is 100% done away with. There are some people who think that we don't have to follow the law at all, that the law has no purpose in the New Testament. And a lot of people will attack Baptists like us and say that we believe the same thing because we teach the free grace gospel, because we teach that salvation is only just by believing in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to explain in this video why that's wrong. Okay, I want to make it very clear that I am not against the law of God. I am not against God's commandments, but you have to understand that the law does not justify us, okay? And it's kind of ridiculous to think that these people think that the whole Bible has to do with salvation. So they think, well, when you say that salvation is not by keeping the law, then automatically they think, well, why is the law there then? Because they think that everything is just about heaven and salvation, when that could be further from the truth, or couldn't be further from the truth. So I want to establish the point, first of all, that the Bible teaches over and over again that the law does not justify us. And if you think it does, and you still think it does after I read these verses, then you just have to admit that you don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 20 to 22, "Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." So the Bible is very clear that righteousness comes by faith. We are not justified by the deeds of the law in his sight. The Bible is very clear about that. Philippians 3 verse 9, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." So the Bible says that you're made righteous by faith. It's not by our own righteousness through the law. It's not by keeping God's commandments. It's not by the law. It's by faith. Galatians 2 verse 16, one of the clearest verses on this, because it says it in like three different ways back to back. It says in Galatians 2 16, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Okay, so he says it's not by the works of the law, but it is by faith in Jesus. So we believe in Jesus, so we can be justified by faith in Jesus and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. And some of these people who accuse us of being antinomian, some of these people who believe that we're saved by the law, these heretics who believe in a works-based salvation, they'll attack us and they'll say, well, the works of the law is just, you know, the dietary laws and circumcision and things that were done away with in the Old Testament. They say that doesn't include all the other laws. So they'll say that the deeds of the law, the works of the law, that's just the Old Testament, carnal ordinances that are done away with. But we see even in Galatians 2:21 that it makes it clear that it's not just talking about carnal ordinances and the things of the Old Testament, but it's talking about the entire law that does not justify us. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 also defines for us what the Bible means when it says the works of the law. It says, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." So the Bible defines the works of the law as doing all things that are written in the book of the law. Okay, so everything from Genesis to Deuteronomy, the Bible says that doing those things would be doing the works of the law. If you don't do those things, the Bible says you're under a curse, right? But as we see when we read later on, the Bible says that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, right? Because we're justified by faith. It continues, Galatians 3, verse 11. "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them." So the Bible is very clear. Faith and the law, keeping the law, keeping the commandments, are two entirely different and separate things. Romans 3:28, another clear verse. It says, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." So if you think that keeping the commandments, doing what the law says, obeying God's law has something to do with believing in Jesus, or that that's part of salvation, then you're denying the Bible. Because how many verses did I just read where it says it's by faith, but it's not by the law? It's not by the deeds of the law. It's not by the works of the law. It's not by doing what the law says. It's by faith. It's by believing in Jesus. Okay. So keeping God's commandments is not what saves you. And this is, you know, when the heretics will say, "Well, you're an antinomian because you think that the law doesn't save us. So you're saying that the law has no purpose." No, that's not what I'm saying. And that's not what my pastor or other Baptist pastors or any other Baptist Christian who believes this, you know, that's not what they say, or that's not what we believe at all. The law not saving us does not mean that the law is bad, but rather the law teaches us that we are sinners. You see, the Bible tells us over and over again that the reason why the law was given is to teach sinners that they're sinners so that they might be justified by Christ. Okay, and I'll show you this in these upcoming verses. Galatians chapter 3, verse 21 to 24. "Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law." Okay, so the law is not the problem. The Bible says the law is not against the promises of God. The law is a good thing. Verse 22, here's what the problem is. "But the scripture hath concluded all under sin." Okay, so is the problem the law? No, the problem is us, the fact that we cannot keep the law, that we are sinners. "That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." Okay, so the law is not the problem. Our sin is the problem. And the law shows to us, or reveals to us, our sin. It teaches us the fact that we are sinners. It's our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It teaches us also in Romans 3:19. "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God." And that's right before the passage we read earlier where it says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." So what is it saying? The law shows us that we're all guilty before God. It gives us the knowledge of sin. We know what sin is because the law says this and that. And therefore, we understand that keeping the law won't save us because we're sinners. And therefore, we believe in Christ to save us, not ourselves, not our own righteousness. Romans 7, verse 7 to 12 teaches the same concept as well. It says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good." So he's saying that the law is not a bad thing. Okay, the law is holy. The law is holy, just, and good. The law is not sin itself. Sin is the transgression of the law. So what the law does is just reveal to us the fact that we're sinners, okay? Because how are you going to know that you transgress the law if you don't know what the law is? So the law was given to mankind to show us that we're sinners so that we can believe in Jesus Christ. So Paul is saying here, the law is not bad. We're bad. That's the problem, that we're sinners, okay? But the law is spiritual, Okay, the law is holy. The law is just. The law is good. There's nothing wrong with the law. It's just that we can't keep the law. We can't be justified by the law. Okay, so after you believe in Jesus Christ alone as your Savior, after you trust Jesus, the law is still something that you should follow as a Christian. Okay, just because we believe that the law does not justify you or that the law does not save you, that salvation is only by grace through faith, that does not mean that the law is done away with or that the law has no purpose for Bible-believing Christians. It says at the end of Romans chapter 3, after he said multiple different times that the law does not justify you, the law does not save you, it's only by faith, he then finishes the chapter by saying, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. So we as Christians should establish the law. It's not something that is done away with. It's not something where we just ignore all the commandments of God. The Bible over and over again emphasizes the fact that the law is a good thing and that the law is perfect, it says. Even in Psalm 19, it says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, right? John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5, 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And this is the kind of verse that heretics will try to use to teach works-based salvation, not understanding that nowhere does the Bible say love God to be saved. The Bible says believe in Jesus to be saved. It doesn't say love Jesus to be saved. Okay. Now, if you believed in Jesus and you're saved, you should love Jesus. You should keep his commandments. You should have fellowship with God. But if you don't, you're still going to heaven because salvation is only by faith and not by the works of the law, as the Bible tells us multiple times. Now, don't misunderstand because of these hyper-grace antinomians that do exist out there. There are people who do think that the law is done away with. Don't misunderstand to think that we're teaching that grace is a license to sin, because that's what people will say as well. When I go out soul winning, I preach to people who are, you know, believe that it's by the works of the law. They think that that's going to save them. Oftentimes they say, well, does that mean that you could just live however you want? And that's a pretty common objection to the gospel. They say, well, you're saying it's only by faith, that you don't have to keep God's commandments, you don't have to repent of your sins, so you're teaching that you can just live however you want with no consequences. Absolutely not, and the Bible never says that either. You see, the whole book of Romans, the whole beginning of the book of Romans, from chapter 1 to chapter 5, he's just explaining constantly that it's only by faith, it's not by the law can't save you, you're not made just by the law, we're all sinners, etc. He says that over and over again for chapters in a row. And then he says in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 2, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. So Paul is explaining that not being under the law, the law not saving you, being saved by grace, having God's grace abound towards you because of your sin, does not mean you can just live in sin without consequences, okay? God expects us to repent. God expects us to live a righteous and holy life, and I talked about that in my last video, okay? That just because turning from your sins does not save you does not mean that turning from your sins is a bad thing. Just because the law doesn't save you doesn't mean that the law is a bad thing. Baptism. Just because baptism doesn't save you doesn't mean baptism is a bad thing. But these heretics can't get through their head that just because the Bible talks about something doesn't mean that it has to do with salvation. Yes, baptism, prayer, keeping the law, following God, giving your life to Christ, repenting of your sins, making him your Lord, those are all good things to do. Okay, that is what you should do as a Christian. If you do that, God will bless you. God will reward you. You will not have the curse of God upon your life, and you will live an objectively better life, okay? But that has nothing to do with going to heaven, because the Bible says it's only by faith. But these people think that everything in the Bible just has to do with going to heaven. So when we say it's only by belief, they say, well, you're saying we don't have to get baptized? No. Just because salvation's only by faith does not mean that baptism is not a good thing to do, okay? Just because salvation is only by grace through faith doesn't mean you shouldn't keep the law. And if you think that, then that shows that the only reason why you're even following God in the first place is because you're scared of hell, because you think that if you don't, you're going to go to hell, okay? The Bible over and over teaches again that we should keep the commandments because we love God, not because we're just afraid. And by the way, fear and love are two different things according to 1 John chapter 4. It says that perfect love casteth out fear, okay? So we should keep God's commandments because we love God. Okay, we shouldn't keep God's commandments because we're afraid of going to hell, because that has nothing to do with salvation and going to hell in the first place. Jesus Christ died for all your sins. All you have to do is just trust him, believe that he died for your sins and rose again. It's not about keeping the law. You have to stop trusting in the law, stop trusting in yourself, and put your faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation, not anything else. Okay. So another thing I want to talk about just in closing is the hypocrisy of these lordshippers, the hypocrisy of these work salvationists, of those who believe you have to repent or turn from your sins to be saved. And that hypocrisy is that oftentimes they lower the bar and they will ignore certain commandments of God. And they will typically live less righteous lives, yet they think that you have to keep the law to be saved. Isn't that completely ridiculous? Okay, because when Baptist preachers, you know, independent, fundamental, King James only, fire-breathing Baptist preachers will get up behind a pulpit and preach hard against sin, then all these liberal churches and all these Calvinist churches and everybody will call us, you know, oh, you're wicked, you're hateful, you know, how can you say that? You need to be more loving, you know, you can't preach that, you can't say that. So apparently, they say that you have to keep the law to be saved, and then the people who are actually believing that it's only by faith are the ones who are preaching the hardest against sin, and then the people who say that you have to keep the law to be saved, they're criticizing us for preaching the law of God. Isn't that ridiculous? And you'll see that oftentimes these churches that teach you have to keep the law, repent of your sins to be saved, are some of the most permissive churches out there. They're the ones that allow women to wear men's clothing and that allow alcohol and allow sodomites and say that, oh, getting tattoos and drinking and all these other things that the Bible condemns are fine and not sins, even though the Bible says that they are sins. So it's funny how the people who are preaching the hardest against sin and living the most righteous lives are the people who believe it's only by faith. And then the people who say you have to keep the law are the ones that are disobeying the law the most. Okay, so it's hypocrisy for you to get on the internet or to go out and preach at your church or whatever, or whoever you are out there who believes that it's by repenting of your sins, and then you don't repent of your sins yourself and you live a wicked and sinful life. Okay, you're a hypocrite, you're a Pharisee. Okay, because salvation is only by grace through faith. It's not by the works of the law. So very few people are against the law of God nowadays. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, there are people who are antinomians out there. There's this whole hyper-grace movement. There are people who will say that you don't have to keep any of God's commandments and that doesn't matter at all. And God will bless you regardless of how you live. And God just, you know, allows everything. Those people, I believe, are just infiltrators most of the time, because it talks about in the book of Jude how people will turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, and it says that those are men that are crept in unawares, that they are before of old ordained unto condemnation, okay? So the people like me and the people at my church, Faithful Word Baptist Church, and other like-minded independent fundamental Baptist churches, other free grace churches, free grace Christians around the world, the people who believe it's only by grace through faith typically do not believe that the law is done away with. Okay, so don't get me wrong. I am against breaking God's commandments. I think that God's commandments are for every Christian and that you should follow God's commandments and be righteous and be holy. But that does not get you to heaven. Okay, so any accusation that the gospel of the grace of God is antinomianism is a false accusation. It is a wicked accusation. It's railing. It's a lie. Because I'm not an antinomian, my brothers in Christ are not antinomians, we believe that the law is important. The law teaches unsaved people that they're sinners so that they can trust in Christ, and those who get saved, if we follow God's commandments, then that shows our love to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it helps us to have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as well. So, thank you everybody for watching, and God bless you, and goodbye.